Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Okay, so I took a little bit of a hiatus. Now, any of y'all listening to this, you know, in the future, along the way, the sequence won't look like it was missed. But any of you who listen to me every week, yeah, y'all noticed. I kind of skipped a little bit there. For that, I do apologize. But I have had so much stuff happening in real life. Something had to give. And, you know, right here, it's been Thanksgiving holidays, and then it's been December. And add to that the stress of dealing with my oldest boy getting ready to move. Not just down the block or in the next neighboring town over. No! He has to move clear across the country. Yeah. So, it's Mama been stressing. Let me just go on and say that. Mama been stressing. So, I decided to take a little hiatus. I had too much on my plate. It was time to clear off a little bit. Now, my plate is not all that clear, but I am better ready to deal with it. Y'all know how it is when it gets stressful. Holidays, all this nonsense going on. People hating on people. If you have not looked at the news, be glad. Now, enough of that nonsense. Let's get into some real stuff. It's called yarn. And I definitely need some yarn therapy. By the way, this is episode 99. Yeah, I have a good idea of what I want to do for 100. But, yeah, I got to get it put together so then I can put it together. And then I can share it with all of you. Okay, first things first. I found this really cool pattern. Yes, it's knitting again, but I'm thinking it would look so cool if I could figure out how to convert it to a crochet pattern. Yeah, I printed it off. It's just easier. I'm old school that way. But the pattern is, let me see, where's her name? Because kudos to her, because she inspired the doodles out of me. I know, so southern, ain't it? Okay, I do not see her name, but she does have a website where I got it from. Okay, the name of the pattern, it's called Star and Crescent Headband. Now, this is so easy and so cute, and I'm thinking, ooh, I could so modify this with my, my favorite knitting pattern. Though hers is just absolutely fabulous. Anyway, it's called Easy. You can find it at abc-knitting-patterns.com. But it's called the Star and Crescent Headband. And I think it is absolutely adorable. Now, what she uses, until y'all can actually get to the website and look, what she uses is Lion Brand yarn. The amazing Erin Waite yarn. And let's see, it the color is number 212, constellation. And then she also uses three fancy buttons, which in the picture, it's a star, crescent moon, and I'm presuming that's supposed to be a sunburst of some kind. Anyway, and that mannequin head, her makeup is perfect. Anyway, a little humor there. But she uses size 7 straights, that's US 7, 4.5 millimeter otherwise. Her gauge is 5 stitches equals 20 stitches. Good golly, my brain is already running away. 20 stitches equals 5 inches, or 12.5 centimeters. Now, she says in here, measure the circumference of your head. This will be the length of your band. You cast on 20 stitches, then you have 4 rows that will be worked in repetition. Now, here's the 4 rows. You knit one, then asterisk here, knit 2, purl 2, and you repeat that 4 times. And then you knit 3. That's your first row. Your second row, you knit 1, asterisk, purl 2, knit 2, and then you repeat that 4 times. Then you purl 2, knit 1. Row 3. You knit 1, then asterisk. You purl 2, knit 2, repeat that 4 times. Then you purl 2, knit 1. Then row 4. You knit 1, then asterisk, knit 2, purl 2, and repeat that 4 times. Then you knit 3. Now, you repeat 1 through 4 and work the length of your head's circumference. So, yeah, you work that out. And it makes the most adorable pattern. Yeah, I know several of you are going, yeah, we kind of already know what that's called. Yeah, you do, don't you? Looks good, don't it? Now, the last rows, and she labels these X, Y, and Z because your head circumference is going to change the number of times you repeat stuff. Row X is knit 3, knit 2 together, yarn over, now asterisk, knit 4, knit 2 together, yarn over. Then you repeat from the asterisk 2 more times. Then you knit 3. Now, row Y, you knit 1, asterisk, knit 1, purl 1, 9 times. Then you knit 1. Then row Z, knit 1, asterisk, purl 1, knit 1, repeat 9 times, and then knit 1. Bind off. Now, that is the totality of your straightforward knitting. Fold the strip with the right side outwards. Overlap the short ends about 1 inch with the end of the with the buttonholes laid on top. Mark where you need your buttons. Attach them about 1/2 inch from the edge. Ta-da! Now you have this really cool headband that can cover your ears and even be maybe a little nice and warm on those nippy mornings when you got your hair pulled up and back, but you want your ears covered. So, I have this yarn from work. Of course I do. I know. It's, you know, where I work, yarn is just like a mainstay. You know, because that's mainly where I would stay. Anyway, it's one that I wanted to try. It's all soft and colorful. But it's Angel Hair by Pearlescence. It was on sale. Shameful me, I know. But it's just like this with a like completely black outfit. This would be just the total eye catcher. Anyway, it's a number 5 bulky. And it says to use 10.5s. So I'm thinking if I use instead of the 7 on the headband, maybe I can get by with using a size 8 because it is a bulky. But it's super comfortable. But now on the sleeve, you know, the thing I was just playing with. There's a free cowl pattern, and it just uses 1 skein of this yarn and size 11 needles. Yeah, you guessed it. I bought 2 skeins. So I'm thinking maybe a cowl, maybe a headband, you know, depending on what mood I'm in. And if it works out really good, I may have to go back and give me a 3rd skein for some fingerless gloves. And then I'd have the gloves and the headband or the gloves and the cowl. Ooh, all 3 together. Totally rocking outfit. You know, but it's South Georgia. There's no telling when it's going to get cold again. Because, well, it's South Georgia. We have been having... This is December, mind you. 75 degree days. 70 freaking 5 degree days. In South Georgia. In the Northern Hemisphere. That ain't right. It is supposed to be cold. You know, break out the turtleneck and maybe even the sweaters and the gloves and the fun hat you made during the summertime when you were sweating in the air conditioning. Yeah, I know. It makes it really hard to be a knitter in the South because it's always hot and it's hard to thoroughly enjoy creations. Durr. But that is my project that I hope to get started working on. I had to read it to you, you know, to get it all together. Because I wanted y'all to enjoy it too. But that's Star and Crescent Headband on the website abc-knitting, K-N-I-T-T-I-N-G, patterns, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-S. And that was my cat headbanging into the window with the curtain closed and the blinds closed. And she just crashes in trying to get up close to so she can see what it is I'm doing and talking about. Yeah, see, she had been sleeping on the end of my bed. And I guess nap time was over? Yeah. So, guys. I got a new phone. My son. Okay, he's moving. He needed to upgrade his phone. He and I both shared the same model dumb phone. And he had worn out. His blue one was just shot. And mine worked, but, you know, all I did was text. Because, well, the call quality was crap. So anyway, he needed a new phone. And we were a year or two past contract, so it was really a no-brainer for us. So we upgraded. Actually, they upgraded me. Because I told them, I said, just as long as I can take real pretty pictures. Otherwise, it's just, you know, I'm good. You know, I text, I take pictures. Combine those two. And if the call quality doesn't, you know, like, nurse lemons, we're all good. So, I have been upgraded from a, well, several year old phone that was not smart to a smartphone. Mama had a learning curve, folks. Still learning. But it's a S5. And so far, I really like it. But I'm taking it all in. So I figured, hey, these things do apps. So I thought I would go to the free app store. Yes, it's an Android. So I went and I picked up one knitting app. So I figured I can tell y'all about that, right? You know, talk to you. And the app I picked up, it's Knit and Crochet. Let me see the about page. It's presented clean. It's pretty. Let's see. Okay. In the about page, there is no, hey. Okay. Here's the one thing that annoys me. There's constantly a Google ad on it. Good golly. Every time I change a screen. Now, this was a free app. But every time I change a screen, there's a freaking ad. And that is not conducive to me using it much at all. So, this one, the icon for it is a blue and a green colored yarn, two balls of yarn or whatever. I know, I'm dragging my feet. I'm terrible at explaining tech. Anyway, it is not one of my favorites. And I am going to remove it because I don't enjoy it. There's too many freaking ads on it. Now the hard part, there it is. Yay me, I just learned how to uninstall an app. That is pretty sad, ain't it? So, there we go. Okay. I know, y'all are probably laughing because y'all have already been through this. And you remember what it was to, especially some of you 40-year-olds in my boat. Yeah, y'all probably know that sensation of how it's time to learn. My cat is behind me again. Okay, now let's see if I can find where that one was. Okay, Knit and Crochet, when I looked it up in the free store, is by The Enco. Anyway, I didn't enjoy it. So, I am not going back to it. But, okay, here's one I'm going to try. It's called Knitting Patterns Database by Zorak. Let's install that one. it's a free app, and I'm going to see how it plays out. So as I learn my phone over the next many episodes, I am going to be sharing with y'all apps for the smartphones. Holy cow, that's a lot of stuff. Wow. Initially, I open it up, and you can download patterns, import patterns, my yarns, my needles, my notes, calculators, row counter, abbreviations, online forum, size guides, needle sizes, yarn to needle size, stats, garment, gender, yarn. Holy moly. Okay. Ooh. Abbreviations. Wonderful. I really like that. Okay. Let's see what. Okay. Under my yarns. Wow. I have no idea. There's a whole bunch of. My cat's singing to me. She wants to know why I'm talking so much and nobody's around but her. Okay. Okay, I do not understand this one now. Ooh, a calculator. Row counter. Very cool. Okay, this one y'all might enjoy checking out. I do not know, but it's by Zorak. Knitting Patterns Database. I'll have to explore it further. I can tell you more next week. And now, let's see. Oh, here's a cute one. Knit App. Seems simple. By Happy Frog Studio. Okay. Let's see. How to knit. Basic, advanced, and tips. Easy knitting instructions for beginners. Crochet and knitting abbreviations and knitting patterns. Ooh. And it does not require any special requests. Welcome to the Knit App. Basic knitting, advanced knitting. Ooh, tips and tricks. Let's read that one. It's a YouTube video. Okay. A whole bunch of videos. Interesting. Okay. This will require further investigation. Oh, I see. It's an app that accesses a whole bunch of previous videos. Interesting. Well then, I'm not sure what I think about this one now. I'll think about it later. Okay. Well, that is what I have sat here and babbled about, because I am now part of the next generation of smartphone users in my 40s. That is a hoot, I know. Y'all are just, yeah. So, who's ready for the holidays? You gonna make the headband? You gonna do a, gonna go out and explore some more knit naps for your phone? Because some of them are actually databases that you fill in. And that way you have your stash up to date in your hand when you go to the store, which for me could be really helpful once I got past the 150 something skeins of yarn currently sitting in my overstashed area. I really should do something about that. Yeah. Oh, trust me. That's not all of it. There used to be more. I donated a bunch of it to the Senior Citizen Center for folks that enjoyed, you know, the knitting and the crocheting, but didn't necessarily have the funds. So I donated to the Senior Center so they could do it. They could sit around and feel fun again, feel useful. But guys, that's all my time today. Next week, episode 100. I don't know. It's going to be a surprise. I mean, I kind of have a really good idea, but that's only if I can pull it off between now and then. Yeah, I will let y'all know. I know, right? Because I'll produce it. Okay, I'm being silly. It's time to go have some breakfast because I have not eaten yet. And I'm hoping y'all haven't heard my stomach growling. That would just be terribly embarrassing if you did. Guys, thank you for listening. For real. And my cat behind me is still singing. Wishing I would turn around and make sense. Instead of talking to this fuzzy mic, she wants me to turn around and talk at her. Because she's desperately trying to get in my face. Because I'm not making a lick of sense. Y'all have a good holiday. Y'all have a good week. Try not to let everybody's negativity. Here in America, there's a lot of negative crap going on. People stressing over not having money to give people stuff that they don't otherwise have money to give them anyway during the year. That's a whole another level of nonsense. And strong opinions there. I'll save those for another episode when I have more time. Guys, thank you for listening. I really do. I do appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. I want all of y'all to keep safe during these crazy times. I want y'all to be nice to each other. Even when you're having a really crappy day, remember, you've got yarn therapy. There's a good chance they don't. You're better. So just share the better, okay? You can always go home and have yarn therapy. They might not have that. Consider yourself very, very lucky. If you're sick, I really hope you get to feel better soon. If you are well, share it, babies. Smile. Be grateful. Be happy. If you're hot, like Southern Hemisphere folks right now, cool off. And some of us Northern Hemisphere folks are going to try and cool off, too. I mean, it's crazy. And some of us are dealing with snow and ice already. So, you folks, warm up. Stay warm. But everybody, stay healthy. And with that, I will talk to y'all later. If you want to see anything I've been doing, you can visit my website, but nobody does that. I mean, I have a stats bar. Nobody's going to the website. So check out my Etsy store. It's Being Revly. That's the name of my shop. BeingRevlea. That's my shop. Go check it out. I have a couple of knit patterns that I designed for sale there. 3 of them, I think. I have a cheesecake recipe that is just super awesome. And I sell a few things. Very few. It seems I'm just designer type. Anyway. Guys, happy December. Y'all be careful. Bye, y'all.